the lunchtime edition. The Barbados government expects the sea ferry service between here, Trinidad, and Guyana to be up and running in a few months. The local agricultural sector optimistic about the trade opportunities from the ferry service. The BUT hopes lessons are learned from the incident at Mount Tabor Primary, where a janitor was injured but otherwise generally happy with the return to school. Prime Minister Motley pushing for Barbados to claim ownership of the designation of the as the originator of rum and outlines a plan for a major innovation thrust. And two alleged crop thieves arrested at a St. Philip farm. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
And the latest, the lunchtime edition comes to you in association with CIBC, First Caribbean International Bank, and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
ICBL's Sapphire Endowment Plan is a gem of an opportunity. With returns up to 5%, this plan gives you a clearer view to financial freedom. It also gives you benefits while you live. So whether you're dreaming of owning a home or opening a business, the future looks brighter when you gaze through our Sapphire lens. Visit ICBL.com or call us today to find out how our Sapphire Endowment Plan can give you that stepping stone for a brighter future. It's a cut above the rest. Special conditions apply. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier with choices that suit you. CIBC, First Caribbean.
The proposed new sea ferry service between Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana could be up and running in just a few months. Barbados's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, the senior minister coordinating the productive sector, tells Starcom Network News the Trinidad and Tobago cabinet has already approved the proposed deal and Barbados is reviewing the Memorandum of Understanding. It's an initiative between the three governments.
The three governments, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana and Barbados, at the level of their prime ministers and president, have had the necessary verbal discussions and have come to agreement on the benefits of having a ferry service being instituted between the three countries as quickly as possible. We do this primarily because we have to find a homegrown solution to the perennial problem of escalating cost of living, especially in terms of finding good agricultural produce, so that we are overcoming the difficulty we've long had in terms of connectivity between the countries by way of having a ferry service that will allow for there to be movement not only of agricultural products, but commodities as well.
And Mr. Simmons says the three countries are working to get the service running as soon as possible.
The Memorandum of Understanding is with our officials in Barbados now who are working on any of the technical difficulties that might exist before they can make recommendations of a policy nature. Trinidad, as I understand it, would have had it before their cabinet yesterday. That is my understanding of what has transpired in Trinidad. At the technical level, all three countries are working on trying to bring it to completion. At this stage, as I understand it, the government of Trinidad and Tobago has identified the first ferry. My understanding is that it is work is being done in Trinidad to make it ready for the type of use that is envisaged.
Barbados's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, the senior minister coordinating the productive sector. This country's ambassador to CARICOM, David Comas-Young, sees the ferry project as a very positive development.
This is a big issue for Barbados because Barbados is proposing to become a sub-regional hub for food supplies within the region. Barbados has undertaken to construct a food terminal here at Lairs, and to be in a position then to bring in foodstuffs from major CARICOM agricultural producers.
Meantime, the chief executive officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is also optimistic about the benefits of the ferry project.
If it means that we, that Barbados, will be growing more crops, it's a good thing. But we also have to put things in place in Barbados to ensure that we can grow those crops. If not, it only ends up to be a benefit to Guyana or Trinidad, right? What we want to see is the agriculture sector in Barbados expand and do and be able to provide more food for citizens. That way, of course, you know, the high prices that we are seeing at the moment for certain food crops in this country, it will go down, all right? And the, as I said before, the only way those prices will go down is if we have the production of more agricultural commodities.
The CEO of the BAS, James Paul. Two people have been arrested for alleged theft of produce from a farm in St. Philip. Starcom Network News understands both are at Central Police Station. This is the latest. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is generally satisfied with how things have gone during the first week of the new school term. General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Giddens, however, notes there were a few challenges, including an incident at the Mount Tabor Primary School where a janitor was injured after falling through the flooring there. He says the BUT will continue working with the Ministry of Education to ensure any other matters are resolved.
The week has gone reasonably well. We are aware of the matter which occurred at the Mount Tabor School where the janitor was injured, where the floor collapsed. You would have learned during the week also that Princess Margaret classes are being conducted this week online because of incomplete work. But outside of that, we don't have any other major challenges. We think the week has gone fairly well. Where our members have reported any matters, we have communicated such to the ministry. And as far as I know, they have responded. So this is what we will do. We'll continue to work closely with the ministry in relation to any matters that would arise.
He hopes lessons are learned from the Mount Tabor incident to prevent such cases in the future. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty calling on rum producers to work together to ensure that Barbados secures exclusive right as the inventor of rum. She was speaking at the recommissioning of the Rocklea pot still at the West Indies Rum Distillery at Brighton this morning.
This particular West Indies rum refinery, for me, is very special because I go back to when I was Minister, Marsha, of Industry, back in 2006 and 7, and I met then with the then owners and indicated that I believe that all of the various rum companies in Barbados need to come together in order for us to be able to settle what we can do collectively to brand Barbados. The story of rum is Barbados. The story of Barbados is equally about rum and cricket and many other things. But if we don't claim it and if we don't brand it, we will leave others to come and do it.
She also stressed the importance of excellence in innovation.
The other aspect of our heritage that I want us to claim is the commitment to excellence. This was the country that knew how to innovate. We innovated in the 18th and the 19th century. We innovated not only in the rum industry, but ironically, as we transition our sugarcane industry today, we also innovated with respect to the different levels of varieties that we had here. Barbados led the world with respect to cane varieties. So that when this government, therefore, committed in this fiscal year $15 million and will commit next year again to complete the building of the new tissue culture lab, it is because we are not satisfied only to innovate in rum and sugar, but we must also be innovating in other aspects of our history.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty and the Bahamas Prime Minister Philip Davis has reiterated his government's commitment to dealing with the criminal element there. He was commenting on the latest murder that occurred yesterday. Police said they're questioning a 27-year-old man in connection with the shooting incident that has left a 56-year-old woman dead and her 2-year-old grandson in critical condition in hospital. Our top stories. The Barbados government expects the sea ferry service between here, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana to be up and running in just a few months. The local agricultural sector optimistic about the trade opportunities, as well as the CARICOM ambassador, David Comas-Young, The BUT Union of Teachers hopes lessons are learned from the incident at Mount Tabor Primary, where a janitor was injured but otherwise generally happy with the return to school this week. Prime Minister Motley pushing for Barbados to claim ownership of the designation of the as the originator of rum, and also outlines a plan for a major innovation thrust, and two alleged crop thieves arrested at a St. Philip farm. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.